When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jackson, can I put in a request?
Absolutely.
Rest of the way Christmas music.
Sure, absolutely.
I got about four segments left.
Yeah, you got it. Do you know this band? I think it's one of your favorites.
This is the Stone Temple Pilots.
Nope.
It is the Crash Test Dummies.
Nope, just go to your go-to.
I go to. Rage Against the Machine.
This went better in rehearsal. Five Finger Death Punch.
I could have been here all day.
All right. Well, that's the band that you always say when you don't know who it is.
It's probably a me problem. Jackson's in. Scheim has the bubonic plague. I don't know when he'll be back.
He didn't even respond to my text yesterday. I'm very worried about him.
Yeah, I'm not going to share my true beliefs.
We'll probably see him Monday. He's probably
you just shared your true beliefs by saying that.
Well, if he sees me, I'm going to give him a five-finger death punch.
Yeah, we'll see him Monday. The long weekend.
Monday, what are you guys? So is it just you two at Gillette?
And Razor.
Razor's in. Boy, Razor.
Oh, man.
Razor having to make that trip to Gillette. That's
Razor
for him.
Gets put in the most awkward circumstances. You
always
missed it. We did our best moments of the year, and I think I kind of mailed it in. I'm sorry. It was my idea, and I sucked. But the worst moment of the year, for fault of no one's, was the morning that we did that show.
Oh.
Razor comes in. Was that the day this guy called in? I almost said the S word. Crapping all over Razor about how he played in a game.
And it was also the day that there was that massive outage.
Right.
And so it was just a disaster of a day.
We had no internet. It was the strange. And Razor's just this happy Canadian trying to get to 10 a.m.
I love Razor.
He is the best.
Guy.
So Monday morning, you'll hear Gerard Mayo with Courtney Wiggy and Razor from Gillette Stadium. And this Sunday at 4:25, Patriots Bills. And I saw the line, and I mentioned it briefly after the show yesterday to Jones and Keefe as we were exiting. And I really think it would be more shocking if the Patriots won Sunday than the victory, the greatest upset at the time, over the Rams in Super Bowl 36. Because there was a path in Super Bowl 36. You had the superb special teams. You had amazing defense with Hall of Famers and Seymour and Ty Law and Bruschi and Johnson. And on offense, you had a great tight end in Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a quarterback that was managing the game. This Sunday, what do you have? What is one thing you have on Sunday over the Bills? What part of the game do you have a check mark?
You don't have anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like, nothing. Your receivers legitimately can't catch.
Right.
Yeah.
But they were the greatest show on turf. They had set an NFL record for points. They had just won a Super Bowl. Excuse me. They had just won a Super Bowl the year before. They had Hall of Famers all over the field. And granted, we had players too.
But coach checkmark, even though Martz was great, Belichick over Martz.
Right. But I don't know if at that point Belichick wasn't the Belichick head coach, right? He was still the defensive coordinator. So I would say, okay, you got this great offensive mind in Mike Martz who had, because 99, 2000, and 2001, their offense was a juggernaut, right? So you had this great offensive mind versus a great defensive mind. You had, like I said, the Rams had Hall of Famers all
right,
over.
But you had McGinnis, you had Seymour, you had Brusky, you had Law, you had Vrabel.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't know.
Because Buffalo's good.
And let the record show, when I was a senior in high school, when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, Kotzen, my boy Jeff, got, we all put $50 in money line. We won 400.
Ooh.
Jermaine Wiggins has turned into a weapon here the last couple weeks.
The Patriots had just beaten the Steelers the week before, who was a more talented team, obviously not the offense, but they won it with the blocked field goal. They blocked, I think Troy Brown had a punt return touchdown in that game.
Right. Yeah. And I guess it's really, do you think, like, do you think, because Buffalo is a good football team.
Yeah.
Right?
A great football team.
Josh Allen is the best player on the
planet.
Josh
Allen I would say great. I don't know about great. Like, they're a good football team, but they have to win one in order to be put in the category of a great football team.
That's true.
So they're a good football team.
They're an incredibly talented football team.
With an incredibly talented offensive player in Josh Allen.
And the defense, you got Milano back. He was on the injury report, but he'll play. BC guy. You got Von Miller. You've got, I don't know. I mean,
and then you had a New England team that's not very good. So I guess it becomes where with the Rams in 01, they were a great football team with great players. And we were a good football team that was trending in the right direction. So I guess which one is like when you look at it is more impressive, that you were able to knock down a great football team as a good football team, or knock down a good football team or talented football team, and you could probably say good with this year's Buffalo Bills, when you're not very good, right? But I feel like we see upsets all the time now.
When did you fully accept that you were winning the Super Bowl? Was it not until the Vinatieri kick? Because you were up 17-3. They got the two touchdowns to tie it late in that game at the Superdome. When did you know? Was it just when the field goal went through the uprights? Did you think you were going to win 17-3?
Well, we knew once we were in the huddle, and as soon as we got in the huddle, after the Rams just scored, they kicked off. We get the ball back, and
with a minute left,
with a minute left,
20.
And Brady comes in the huddle, and we're like, we're going to win this effing game. And right then and there, okay, like that's when we knew we're going to win this game.
Is that your best memory, non-family, like that drive, getting the pass right before the kick?
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, I always look at it like, my expectations weren't to, like, ever play in the NFL. So now to be in the NFL, to be playing for a team I watched growing up as a kid, and then to be in a Super Bowl and being like, and then being a contributor is like all the things you're like, really?
And it's just so fast.
I did that.
I'm sorry.
They should make a movie off of Wiggy's life.
God, like 1,000%.
We talk about these players all the time that, you know, get to play for their hometown team and then win a Super Bowl. It's
stranger than fiction.
Yeah, and maybe Mark Wahlberg could play me.
Oh God, he's gonna stop 9/11 first. But Wiggs,
yeah,
is it true? Because in those movies, I don't know if this is a bad example, but what's the movie where Costner's throwing the perfect game and they like there's a woman at the airport? Oh my God. Anyway.
For the love of the game?
For the love of the game. Good pull, Jack. So like where it's like silent. When you're in that huddle and you're going down the field while Madden's up there saying take a knee, is it quiet? Is it loud? Do you remember?
We don't hear Madden saying take a knee.
No, I know, obviously. I'm saying that like setting the scene here.
Yeah.
But when you're in that huddle, when you're on the field, as you're going down the field, knowing you need a field goal and you are the world champions,
yeah,
is it quiet? Is it tense? Is it loud? Do you hear everything? Do you remember those moments forever, or are they gone? How does that feel?
You remember those moments. It to be in a Super Bowl is, unbelievable. And like I said, there's a lot more that goes into the Super Bowl for me because of the way it all plays out, right? You know, here we are coming off of, the 5-11 season before. Here we are, the snow game, beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, playing in the Super Bowl, being 14 or whatever that 17.5-point underdogs, and then playing for that team. It's like, I grew up, I used to love Ben Coates. Loved him.
Ben Winter Coates.
I used to love watching Ben Coates play. I used to even like emulate him when I was in college. I used to like cut the fingers out of the off my gloves when the weather wasn't great. Yeah. So I loved watching Ben
Coates.
He
was awesome.
And I loved Drew, and I remember when they drafted Drew. And it's like these are all the things you remember, right? I remember 96 being in Georgia, my wife and I living in family housing. Like basically like the projects and watching that Super Bowl in 96.
Why are you kicking it to Desmond Howard?
Right. I think it was Terry Glenn who just scored.
Yeah.
And he goes 100 yards. And so like
made it 21-13.
So these are all the things I remember. And now fast forward, I am now playing in that game. It's like I said, it wasn't like something you dreamt about. Like, I didn't have those type of dreams. And then the reality of when that kick went through
the... It was so down the middle.
Oh, when it went through the uprights, and it was just like...
Pandemonium.
Wow. This is pretty cool.
What was your first thought?
I'm going to Disney World.
No.
Bill's going to cut me.
I guess it's hard to say, like, your first thought because... You know, usually people are like, oh, I dreamt about this as a kid, or right. I put this on my vision board. It was like, I did none of that. So it was like, wow, I'm actually part of a Super Bowl winning team, getting the Lombardi Trophy. And so I think it's one of those things that, yeah. I don't know, you have to, it's hard
to really explain. My favorite memory of that, and it was the first time I ever saw one of my teams win, not quite as good as being on the field, but right after Wiggy gets the catch, he hurries back to the line of scrimmage because you guys were out of timeouts.
Yep.
And Brady gets everybody set at the 30, spikes the ball. And when he spiked the ball, he puts his hand out and the ball lands in his hand, laces out like he was on the backyard of his house with nobody there when he had just orchestrated a career-defining drive that gave the Patriots a Super Bowl.
Crazy.
I was looking at it like, wow. I did something Dan Marino wasn't able to do.
Right.
You know, when you start to think about like...
Take that, Marino.
When you start to think about all the great players that have played in the NFL and...
Good. Mitch.
Yeah.
God, Mitch, I love you.
He's so good.
Show that again. That is so good. I could watch that.
The Brady spin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when you start to think about all the great players who played in the NFL and maybe who never won a Super Bowl and you start to think like, wow, I actually did that. It's like...
Here, Wiggy, you get down, boom, Brady to the line, and then watch that laces up like that. Anyway, let's go to your calls. I'm sorry to the people that are bored by this. I could do this for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God. I could listen to Wiggy talk about it for hours.
Marshall, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, great show. Who needs the other guy?
Yeah, it's Shime.
I could hear, the Rams win in the Super Bowl. I think that was just overconfidence by the Rams. They didn't take the Pats serious, and they kind of, just like the Pats didn't take the Eagles serious, and that we know what came out of that.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think the Bills take the Patriots serious this week. And how long will Josh Allen really be in the game? If they go up, God.
28 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll probably come out. But I don't think the Bills are going to... I don't think the Bills are going to look past the Patriots because I think they realize what's at stake for them. So I don't think they're going to really look past the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to have to, if they're able to win this game, they're going to have to play at a level on both sides of the football that we haven't seen all year long.
All right, we want someone to congratulate Wiggy, and I think he needs to be congratulated. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, everyone. I'm kind of like you, Curtis. I remember like exactly where I was for every, Red Sox or Patriots big play. And I did want to just say, Wiggy, thanks a lot for what you did in the Snow Bowl. It was probably one of the best nights of my life. Like, not just the game, like the whole, just the snow was perfect. I remember driving over to my brother's and we had a party and it was just so serene. And you came up so big and like, you just like, you looked like you weren't going to be stopped, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And that's like that to me, that's so cool that I'm in like, that I get to like look at myself, not like on the same level, but you know, you get to look at yourself and like, oh, I was able to do something that Gronk did. I was able to do something that Edelman did, and like some of these other players, and, you know, be part of a Super Bowl winning team, and, you know, being part of it where haven't I had a role in, you know, doing my part, which, you know, helped out the team. So, like, that's the cool part, is to be part of those conversations, you know. And it's like, it's really hard to explain. You know, somebody who grew up a sports fan, like, you know, you think about the Celtics and you think about all those great championship teams and, you know, some of those guys that played on the team, and then you become part of that in your sport. It's like, wow. I guess, like KG said, anything is possible.
You were getting all hot and bothered. You took a sweatshirt off.
Yeah, I was getting all hot and bothered. I'm ready. Yeah. Hey, I'm ready to get back out on the field.
Oh, me too. Oh, my God.
But I hurt my knee working out yesterday and I was doing my soccer mom workout, and I felt good afterwards, and then sitting on the couch.
Well,
old age.
At least you weren't a bitch like somebody who went to the ER after. We'll have Mike Milbury join us in about 15 minutes. Don't miss it.